Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And mazel tov to all the people involved in the simcha. We'll talk about that in a couple of moments. Just a friendly reminder: mincha this afternoon, 5:30. Mishnayos are learned le'ilui nishmas Sara Malka bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We started Masechta Negoim yesterday, and we are learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel of the first parak. In the first Mishnah, we identified four different types of Negoim: those that look like snow, those that look like wool, those that look like lime, and those that look like the egg membrane. And so the Mishnah now turns and says, HaPasuk Shebesheleg, the red version of the ones that are in snow white, Kiayin Amazug Besheleg, it's like a wine mixed with snow. HaPasuk Shebesid, a reddish version of the lime colored, looks like Dam HaMazug Bechalav, it looks like milk mixed with blood, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says, Adam Dam Shebezeh Veshebezeh Kiayin Mazug B'mayim, when you mix the red with the white, it looks like the color of wine mixed with water. The only difference between the two types is Elishal Shelag Azav Shel Sid Dahamimenu. The type that looks like snow is stronger, and the type that looks like limestone is a little bit more dull. Abra Maros Eilum Mistarfim Zemze. These whites mixed together, Liftor Lahachlidu Lahaskir, in order to force a Kohen, have to turn around and decide whether an individual who presents with such a blemish is indeed tar. Or does he need to be to wait to see if it will spread, or to decide that he is indeed tamei? Lahazgir is only b'sof shavua rishon, liftor is only b'sof shavua sheni. It also makes a difference in terms of closing him up for the first week, telling him you have to stay in quarantine an extra week. That a year ago, perhaps most of us would not have understood what that meant, right? And then, or to at the end of the second week to say he's exempt, or lahachlit as shenola lo michya. Or to make a determination to confirm that the person who has living skin or white hair, either initially or besof shavua rishon or besof shavua sheni, to determine that the person is going to be indeed tame, or even lachar aptur, even after being declared to be tar, or lahachli de shanola debo pision besof shavua rishon besof shavua sheni or lachar aptur, or to confirm that which is an expansion at the end of the first week or at the end of the second week, or whoops, after the diagnosis, the initial diagnosis of the fact that he's person, he's a tar, to come back and re-examine that diagnosis. If the whole body turns white, we know that such a person doesn't have tsaras. So that can turn a person around. These are the maros negayim, and these are the types of appearances upon which all of Hilchos Tzaras depends, which is a pretty big area that only a very unique group of people become experts in, and it's a tradition, and that tradition travels from Kohen to Kohen, ironically, and we'll continue with those dinim when we meet again tomorrow morning.